'neath the star-spangled dome of my astral home, when watching by the campfire's ruddy glow. Oft in the flickering blaze is presented to my gaze the sun-drenched kindly faces of the men of Now, though the years have passed forever since I used with best endeavor clip the fleeces of those jumbucks down the Lachlan years ago, still in memory traces of many cheerful faces and a well-remembered visage of the bulletin's banjo. Tired of life upon the stations with their wretched scanty rations, I took the sudden notion that a droving I would go, and a roving fancy took me, which has never since forsook me, and decided me to travel and leave the overflow. So with maiden youth from Tubo, I passed en route to Dubo and crossed the Lignum country where the Barwon waters flow. There onward over the Narran by scrubby belts of Yerran to where the landscape changes and the cotton bushes grow. Extended, where phantom lakes and forests forever come and go, and the stalks in hundreds dying along the roads are to count among those pleasures that the townsfolk never know. Over arid plains extended, my route has often tended. Or along the Warrego. of my nightly rest impeded when the cattle night stampeded. Save I swore that droving pleasures for the future I'd forego. So of drinking liquid mire I eventually did tire, and gave up droving forever as a life that was too slow. Now gold digging in its measure affords me greater pleasure. To your obedient servant, Clancy of the Overflow.